Paul Liotta, the Stevensville Airport Board. Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. Roll call. I'm here. Lon McCann.
Here.
Dustin Wood.
Here.
Don Whitehair.
Here.
Dwayne Chin.
Here.
Don Lorenzen.
Here.
Tyler Reed.
Here.
Brandon here. Thanks for being here, Mayor. Dempsey.
Here.
Katie.
Here.
Dan. Here, there. And Robert Underwood.
Here.
Everybody had an opportunity to read the minutes?
Yeah, I've got a comment.
Okay. Ron?
My name is Ron, not Don.
Don? Ron? Yes, Ron. Okay.
My mother would be upset.
Okay. I apologize, Miss McCann.
In that financial report, it says Don.
Oh, I see. Duly noted. Any other comments? Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion.
Okay. Dempsey. All in favor?
Aye.
Any correspondence? Financial reports. Robert. Or Katie.
Yes. So I'm starting a new item. I started a claim for payment for February 2020. I'm not sure if all of you have one in front of you. So this is something we like. I can do it every month. It shows basically everything that has gone out of the account for this month. I know the other way we were doing it could have been a little difficult to read, but this breaks it down each month, each individual item that went out, how much it went out for, and then totals for the categories. So you guys can take a minute to look at that, and then if you have any questions, we can address it. Go ahead.
Hey, did the payment, the repayment of back to Craig for his mower repair, wasn't that in February?
He has not submitted anything yet. We will repay him when he submits, or when you submit a bill to us or some sort of documentation, then we will reimburse at that point.
The parts are inbound. I did order some.
I thought we had approved it.
And the utility services there, question on that. That includes the heating of the SRE?
I believe it does. That does,
Robert. That is the electrical bill for it.
Yes.
Northwest isn't on there.
No, Northwest was not on there this month.
We haven't received the Northwest Energy bill yet. Okay. It usually comes later in the month. So.
Okay.
And I believe that the amount that Katie will reflect on your claim sheet will only be the amount allocated to the airport. Because that bill for lighting and heating of that building is split out between the general fund and the airport fund.
Okay. Any other questions? You guys like to see this each month?
Yes.
Yeah, it's easier to read.
Way easier to understand. A little more work for Katie.
Did you get a copy of that she was just talking about? He needs one too.
Give me a couple of seconds to look it over.
Thank you.
For your travel, Katie, that was just through the mileage?
No, that has not come up yet. That will be shown in March. That was just the conference fee.
Okay. Oh, the conference fee itself?
Yes.
Okay. And the debt servicing, that was the two loans that we have out?
That is correct. So the 2014 loan has to do with the taxiway center line and beacon that was done. And the 2017 loan was the runway reconstruction. So that is the repayment of the loan and the interest on the loan.
How much do we have left on the runway?
On each of those loans?
Mm-hmm.
I can get that number for you. I do not have that ready to go.
So one of them, the 2017, they're both 10-year loans, so 2017 at 10 years, this would have been what, the fourth payment on this one, and the 2014 loan would have been the sixth payment, so we have four more payments there.
Okay.
I could give you a total if I
didn't. Yeah, that's fine. Deal, but this is for the year, right?
Yeah, that's the year we took out the loans.
Okay,
so one of the loans that I mean, last year they actually paid off a loan. And we were expecting a bill this year, but for some reason they figured it out that we paid it off, so we didn't go further.
Okay. Any other questions? So do we need a motion to ask Katie if she'd do this every month?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
I can read this. Engineers report.
So just a quick update on the upcoming construction project. I've been working with the project manager with Knife River, and we're shooting for June 1st.
June 1st?
As being the start of construction, and then we'll be scheduling a pre-construction meeting about 3 weeks prior to that. And so one of the things we're going to coordinate, discuss is a temporary access road for phase one. And so that would basically allow the north apron, like Mark, to be able to get over to the runway when that's closed. So I still need to kind of put together a little bit of a scope, and we can discuss how we'll handle it, either work with the existing project or it might be just a separate thing. But
okay. Our goal here is to keep Mark going, everybody else going, so we're going to go around. So we'll do one apron at one time and another apron the other time. The only time we'd really be down is during the midfield taxiway, like 3 days, maybe a week.
Yeah, just when they're actually tying into the runway with that. So once they, I'll be working closely with the contractor to minimize that disturbance and basically have them get everything ready, all the base course and the electrical and everything, where it's just to go ahead and make that tie in and get out. So really just everything within the runway safety area. We'll have to close the runway temporarily. But actually one thing that is possible when we have the phasing plan is, because the runway, we're not doing anything with the runway, we can work with whoever really needs to use the runway at certain times, and just basically have the contractor pull his equipment off out of the runway safety area for people to land, take off, and I'll have a radio too. So that's what's nice with this, is we're not touching the runway, so the runway will be still operational. We'll just have to get out.
So students from Missoula and Ravalli will just continue operation as normal?
Yeah, but we'll have to kind of coordinate it so we're, they're not jumping back and forth. Maybe we can come up with like a window of time that works for some people, and so basically they can pull back, and then within that window, people can take off and land, and if we've got a straggler, I'll have my radio so we can just pull back.
Do we need to coordinate with Missoula and Hamilton for that?
We shouldn't have to, because you know, we'll issue a notum, so, you know, anybody that's taken off, they'll be aware that, you know, the runway's closed.
Probably wouldn't hurt to shoot up the note to North Star Minuteman, besides the note.
Sure.
It's a notum, it should work, but...
No, yeah, not everybody always...
Katie, you're really familiar with Missoula, maybe you could kind of coordinate there?
Two questions. Weren't we going to try and start this in May? Is it just because the contractor can't get at it, or is that the main reason?
That was, yeah.
It was kind of a May, June thing.
It was a May,
and then
June.
July was a spillover. Now it's June, July. And the only reason I say it's is I'm a little concerned with what, I don't know what happens with fire season.
Sure.
You know, a lot of work going on, and if we had the opportunity to base helicopters here again.
Well, and the, at least the last fire season, the helicopters were really, they weren't on the aprons or the runway or taxiways or anything like that. And so I would assume that they had a similar operation, that they'd be working, you know, they'd be landing around the figure eight taxiway or something and out of the way of the construction. The contractor proposed the June 1st so he said that he might be able to roll it back a little bit sooner, but ideally, you know, his crews are going to be busy, you know, right now and, you know, until about that time. And so it June 1st is, you know, gives everybody a little bit of time to kind of get everything squared away, get everybody, you know, send out notices that construction is going to be happening and advance notice for people.
Well, see, jumping down to the land use agreement, we've already discussed this in Bruce with the Forest Service, so they know what's happening. There's going to be happening. We talked to McKay, Katie, and I have already addressed that. She'll address that here in a little bit. So, but a good point, though. So we don't want to eliminate any of those guys because we're doing stuff. Well, I think we got plenty of room. It would be probably a little, maybe at the end of this construction when things would really get rocking and rolling in half of August.
The reason I say it is because between the work on the drain field, I know that's on the agenda, and this work, and, you know, we've staged helicopters right where the drain field pipe is going through. I'm just saying, we might have some balls in the air for that.
Yeah, already talked to him about that. That we'd move it around a little bit for them, move over next to the fence, over to the north some more, have to mow a couple different areas, and they were fine with that. So we're pretty flexible if anything happens there. Anything else, Titus?
No.
Whole business, drain field. So, Jeff?
Okay.
You're on.
My name's Jeff, and work with DCI, and... I guess, you know, I'm here kind of as a, you know, as educational for myself. I haven't been to the airport meetings and stuff, so there's a lot going on with the airport. And, you know, our plan came about out of necessity from Specified Fittings, who's up the road here. See it there. And we've been trying everything to get a drain field, a perk on the land, and reached out to the neighbor on the east, and just wasn't getting much reception. And we talked to Brandon Dewey about possibly doing this kind of thing, and we were told to make up a plan. So what we have here is... And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, I don't know all the functions of the airport. Obviously, you know, you guys are the experts at all that stuff. So we have a pipe that starts basically right here. And sorry, you guys can't see. But basically starts back here. Comes down. This is all gravity. Basically, we're talking cleanouts. We got a 6-inch PVC pipe. We come down to a septic tank here. you know, just to catch any more solids that are in there, we're talking just all the businesses, all the buildings would have their own septic tanks, basically. So this would just be effluent coming into the pipe. And we have it sized. We have a drain field, a dose drain field size for essentially 5,000 gallons of waste a day. Specified fittings. You know, we have it designed at 1,000 gallons a day. They probably do far less than that, really. But I mean, it's what the design calls for. So that means basically 4/5 would be open for airport usage. And I think the idea of this meeting that I understood was to kind of talk over basically the technical aspects of the drain field and any issues that anybody sees with the project here. The project is planned to be fully funded by the owner of Specified Fittings, Robert Wolfenden. I think he wants to work out an agreement, you know, with the town and figure out all that stuff. But I think for this meeting, it's just basically to discuss the technical.
Right, contract would be at a later time.
Sorry, what?
The contract would be at another time. So if we just go through the specifics for the engineering and that kind of stuff, is that okay, Brandon? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, that's the intent of the administration. The development agreement between the town and Mr. Wolfenden has not been fully drafted. That's something that the town attorney is assisting us with and using some examples from some other communities. So right now our intent is just to vet the concept through the airport board, and then once a development agreement is in place, that agreement will essentially look like kind of as a cursory review of that agreement, it will spell out how the drain field is installed, which right now our intent is to put an agreement into place with Mr. Wolfenden to install that at his expense on the airport's property. And then once that's installed, the town takes ownership of that, and then there will be an agreement in place within that development agreement that talks about repayment terms. So that he can recoup some of the costs where the airport hangars are going to benefit from that system. So that's going to be over a long span of time as those hangars connect into the system. So that's our intent right now. He's going to install it at his expense. We'll buy a portion of it back from him as hangars in the airport develops.
That'd be a latecomer agreement?
Correct.
I think with the new hangars there, so the current infrastructure would be in effect?
Correct.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Let's see.
Well, let's see. We're headed down there, and you had 5,000 gallons, and you guys are going to use about 1,000 gallons, so there's about 4,500 or 4,000 gallons remaining for the airport use and expansion. Is that right?
So
what was explained was last month was at the locations of each of those future hangar sites, and maybe stub connection.
Correct,
And they would each have separate tanks, holding tanks themselves.
They would have to, and that's the thing, it'd probably be through Ravalli County Environmental Health that each business would have to get a septic permit. That's how it is in other areas with systems like
even
this.
Even though we have the system all put in?
You have the system all put in, but you don't have the septic tanks. So,
I see.
So in order to force people to put septic tanks in, Ravalli County would have to be involved.
Don and Dustin, you had a couple of questions.
Oh, we're just talking about the cleanouts and stuff in front of that whole row of hangars there. Most people pave in front of their hangars. Is that going to be any kind of interference with that?
There shouldn't be. As long as we work together and we can put out in front of their drivable, you know, we can change them out to when they're paving to the ones that you can drive over.
Well, if we just, Morrison Merrily had it all laid out, we just put them in between where they, not where the
that works too. You know,
that would solve that issue.
This one could slide back, say, 20 feet over here. you know, this one, maybe two, right in between these two.
The hangers separation is still going to be, what, 30 feet? 15 on each side.
What are they? That, right, yeah,
so you'd be coming down with a pipe out of the building from the side, one side or the other, and that would be outside of the paved apron.
Yeah.
So
should be okay.
Yeah, I would think. So
that makes sense, yeah.
You're talking about the connection for the sewer?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if, I guess, say this one here, the septic tank would probably go on the side here, and
right,
the line would come down and connect in there.
And that would be, you know, the footprint of the building, say it's here, you're coming down this way, and this would be paved, maybe.
Yeah.
So you're outside of that.
Yeah,
so
we should be fine.
You should be fine there, but as far as the cleanouts, they're talking, if they are going to pave that portion there, that we don't have a clean out right in front, like we can move this one right to the middle, you know, I mean, you only need a few feet between the clean out and the connection point, so.
Yeah. I think, well, the clean out wouldn't be on the eventual taxiway, correct? It wouldn't be in
no.
the taxiway.
No.
It's right. Outside.
Yep.
Outside of the taxiway?
Yep. Yeah, it's about, I want to say at least 30 feet off of the taxiway. So
there's plenty of capacity there for the current and expected expansion of specified fittings as well as the airport. So we'd like to have something in whatever kind of contract that we have so that the airport is guaranteed that they would have ability to continue to expand as they have.
Right.
And that there's some future expansion available for specified fittings, because they've been, I mean, since in the last couple of years, they're like five times what they were 3 years ago. And if they continue to expand at that rate, you know, maybe they're going to be 24/7 at that plant. I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know what the business plan is, but somebody in this room might.
I don't foresee all.
And your name again, sir?
Paul Yoakum.
Paul Yoakum?
Yeah.
You're with Specified Fittings?
I am. Yeah, I've worked there for 9 years now. I'm their operations manager. And I don't foresee the expansion like we've had in the past, but we are continuing. We are around 70 plus or minus employees right now, and we are looking to hire more to man up some of our shifts. We are working around the clock 5 days a week right now. So.
Great. Good. Wonderful, actually. So that's cool.
So we have it designed at about 1,000 gallons right now. You know, we don't foresee much more expansion than that. You know, it's okay. About, you know.
But you have, we have four times that available for the airport and expansion, is that right?
That's how it is, yeah.
Okay.
Currently.
So, what? How big is your septic tank currently?
So this comes down to a communal septic tank that essentially is there just to catch any solids that may come through.
Slide by.
You might need to pump it every, you know, 10 years, really, because that shouldn't have many solids in it. There's a dose tank after that that pumps to the drain field. It'll have six zones on it. So the drain field's designed for 5,000 gallons, essentially, as the area.
Per day?
Per day, yeah. So this is the drain field. There's you always have to design a replacement area. There's just enough room, really, for all that to fit. We have a large mixing zone that heads off this direction towards the Bay River, essentially. So you're looking at, you know, this area here would be the size of the disturbance. This won't even be built on. I mean, that's just a replacement, possible future use, but we have to have one of those with
right,
the
totally.
Drain fields, so. Right.
It's future planning.
Yeah.
Mm, it's all human waste. It's no construction
and
water.
That's part of why I brought Paul here to talk about. Misconception that some of that plastic waste could get into the drain field. I guess you can speak about it better than I can.
So we don't use any solvents or glues or anything like that with a lot of type of plastic. welding. What it is it's heat and pressure to fuse the pipe together. It's HDPE pipe, which is the same as what your water lines are made out of. It's the black polyethylene pipe, but, and so we just make bigger sizes of fittings. And so it's not something to where we'd have those types of harsh chemicals that could make their way into the system. It's just for your normal washing your hands, using the bathroom, that sort of waste. So we don't have any wash pits that are going into the septic or anything like that.
Yeah, my friend is currently pumping your tanks.
Oh, okay.
He said they're like full.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people.
And he says when they pump the tank, he said there's at least 300 gallon coming from the drain field back into the tank. So it's like full, really full. And I had a question on that drain field. Will it be connected in any way to this system?
No. This is a completely new connection coming out of the building. They have their own septic tank. I talked to Dwayne there about replumbing the building. He didn't seem to think it was going to be a huge problem.
Okay, the only thing that I'm interested in is that drain field, when we are irrigating and when hay season comes, there'll be a lot of groundwater, so that drain field, if it was connected to ours, could become a guzzler and actually connect water. So as long as that's not happening, that was my biggest concern.
No, it would be abandoned. Essentially, the plumbing will be rerouted to the other side of the building, essentially.
Don?
Mr. Mayor, I have one suggestion. You said that basically specified it's going to retain 20%, and that should be good, but I would just recommend that the agreement, when it's drawn up, allows for some government contract comes along and you have to double the capacity.
Within special conditions or something?
Yeah, some way to draw that out, so instead of 1,000, they need 2,000. Because even at that, I think we all agree 3,000. So there's been nothing going on at the airport.
As long as there's a reserve for the airport and a reserve for their expansion, unbeknownst to currently what Paul is working with now. You know, I mean, we're just looking at the future, trying to cover everything as best we can.
Is that you know, Murphy?
Yeah.
I don't want to limit anything really there with specified. You know, maybe we look at the numbers a little closer. I mean, is it 20-25%? I mean,
I just don't want to see some agreement in the future become a stumbling block for you guys, because we thought 10% was going to 20% was going to be okay.
Sure.
We need 30.
Yeah.
And we can't, and then you're all held up to redo some kind of.
Okay. So time frame.
I got to get it through DEQ. I know that's been fun so far. So.
Are they kind of easing up on you? I mean,
they like the idea much better than trying to fit a drain field on the lot. So,
well, we're trying to help, Paul. what we're trying to do here. I mean, it benefits. So it's kind of a mutual beneficial situation.
So I have a submittal going into them. As soon as possible, I would like to say within, as soon as we can get city approval, really, actual official, and kind of have that and then submit it in with that city approval, showing that we're not just out there kind of doing this on our own type of thing. That'll take 60 to 90 days probably to get approval, so we're looking. April, May, I mean, we may not even have approval by, maybe summer sometime,
Just about time they start digging up the runway, you guys will be ready to rock and roll. Okay.
It could be. So.
Okay.
We're shooting for the summer, so.
Okay.
So, and is this strictly within the city? We don't have to have county approval or anything on this?
It's all city land.
EPA has to, DEQ has to do some things with the drain field, the Department of Health, the county, that Once that's established, then it's up to city regulation.
And the test holes were?
They were great. Yeah, I mean they were average. They, you know, it doesn't just go through there real fast, but it, you know, it perks somewhat decently. You know, it's mostly sandy loam type of soil, so it's a much better spot than we had up here. So,
do you
have to have a test hole for each one of these hangers? That small tank, and what size tank is that?
No, that shouldn't take a test hole. The test holes are essentially for the drain field where it's going to drain into the ground. Next to the hangers would be the septic tanks, which essentially is just it's a concrete container that's just going to pass on liquid. So essentially, that's just.
So there'd be no problem getting, and you won't have to have a permit. You can just put it in.
No, you should still have to have a permit actually through the county. It's just it'd be a quick permit, though it wouldn't require much.
So you don't have to have a test hole for each one of them.
You don't have to have a test hole, but I believe you'll still have to have a permit through the county.
Yeah. You probably ought to know that, I guess. Well, in case of people,
wouldn't be any different than what we're currently doing. Okay. Actually, it's an improvement from what we're currently doing because we do not have to have to do the test hole and wait all that time and all that kind of stuff. Basically, what he's saying is you'll have to apply to the county. They come up and see, oh, okay, it's going to the same place, and that shouldn't take very long.
I relate this to the neighborhood I live in, actually, in Florence. They did a system pretty close to this. So every house that gets built basically has to get a hold of the county. Obviously, this is a little different than it's with the city, but still the county environmental health. I mean, I don't really know really the, you know, where we draw the line there, but I mean, they do that stuff every day. They write septic permits. They make sure you got the right tank.
The county's going to just want what they're trying to do is keep an inventory of where the septic tanks are in the county. And the city still has to go through that. Even if you came into city limits, although our ordinance prohibits it, if we allow for it, you still have to get a permit from the county so that they know where the septic tanks are. So that's mainly the reason. I would imagine when you pull a septic tank for a hanger with a drain field already installed, it's going to be one of those rubber stamp situations where it's, oh, the drain field's done by the city already, so go ahead and put your tank in, we know it's there. I expect that that's going to be the process.
Yeah, that's how it is in my neighborhood, basically.
In any case, it's certainly going to be simpler than what it currently
right.
is.
For sure.
Other questions? Okay, so if you don't have a contract, I guess when would you schedule to go before the council? That would be next month?
Yeah.
Okay. So, could I?
Yeah, it's going to have to go through here first before it comes to us on the council.
Okay, for the contract.
Right,
okay.
Contract.
So, then his presentation to the council should probably have the contract as well as this. Is that what you're saying?
He would have to present the contract here, and then the contract goes to the council.
Okay, so when you get the contract done, then you come back. I don't think we have
just
any.
Just to clarify, it's the town of Stevensville drafting the contract. We're not, because we have some significant interest in this, and so we'd like to make sure that those things are done right the first time.
Yes.
So the town of Stevensville is putting the contract together, and when that's ready, then it will be run through the channels on our side. We're not putting that back onto them.
Okay, so,
as soon as our contract is ready, then it'll be up to the administration to take it through its channels.
Okay, so we'll bring it to the board, go through the board, then we'll go to the council. Okay, and timeline?
To be determined.
Okay.
I don't know that.
You said 1 month.
Right. That's we're hoping to do this as rapidly as possible so that they can get going on this project construction-wise. So, unfortunately, this project moved very, very quickly in the beginning, quicker than I expected it to. And now we've reached that grinding point where we have to go through attorneys and legal processes and legislative processes that no one likes to do. But sadly, we have to go through that, and so we're coming to a grinding halt before we get those things done. And then once those are done, then we'll see it pick up really rapidly again.
Okay, so when you get that contract done,
to keep from
holding those up, so we may need a special board meeting to address this so that we can go on as fast as we can.
We'll pull the trigger when it's ready to go and decide how far out an airport board meeting is before we do a special. We'll keep in touch as that comes up.
Any other comments from the questions from the board about the mechanics of what's going to happen here?
I think it sounds good. I mean,
okay. I was just ask Dwayne. Once everything is done and you're ready to back the backhoe up, how long from that point to completion?
You mean once it's installed?
Once you get everything ready to go and you start to install.
How long is construction?
How long the construction?
I would say 30 days. I mean, I'd like to probably make it a 60-day contract just to give the contractor enough time to do everything, but yeah, I don't see much longer than that.
So you'd be done by September probably, or later.
Well, with any luck, yes.
Okay. Just Tyler, this maybe for you. Let's just say it's June and they get this all approved before July. We're not going to see any problem with, I don't know how deep that.
It's about 6 feet deep all the way.
That's
down.
The least? Because I'm just concerned, are we going to have concrete trucks or big heavy trucks crossing that line once it's just laid and really not compacted yet?
No.
They wouldn't cross it at all?
No. Okay. I haven't seen the plans in a while, I'll double check that, but I'm almost positive that we don't have any construction traffic routes over that. If we do for some reason, then we'll make sure to modify that. But yeah. I don't see it. I don't really see much issue with any kind of clashes between construction. I mean, they're kind of off to the side, pretty far away from where the scope.
It's just that line will. I mean, if they use the back gate by SRE to bring anything through, they will have to cross where that line will be. So right. It's just a matter of, is it the chicken or the egg?
Well, technically, once it's installed, we gotta make sure that it can withhold that traffic load anyway. So
yeah,
right. It could be some foamable fill or,
That's a Justin Hubbard question, and I can assure you them guys are around enough of this kind of stuff that they got either steel plates or mats or something that you're going to put down the street, ain't going to bother. You got two contractors out there in about 10 minutes. They're going to have it figured out when I'm going to do my thing and when you're going to do your thing. Yeah. Anything?
Well, it's kind of how deep it is. If you're pretty 5 or 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. The trench is only open a portion at a time, really, you know, and they're coming through and backfilling, you know, they only do sections at a time. Right, so if they know that they're crossing this section right here and people are coming through here, obviously it's going to have to be closed down for, you know, maybe a day or two. But then, yeah, it'd be compacted. You know, we're going to be following all the compaction regulations.
You were going to buy Katie a vest so she could do traffic control that way?
I have one of the SREs.
See, okay.
In any case, it's not. Yeah. In any case, it's not going to affect flying in and out and those kind of things. One other question that I do have is, and this is more for Tyler, is the southeast hangars that are over there. We'd looked at a couple of different septic options for those. Would it be a smart move for us under the new aprons to put a line that would service those to this field, or should we continue with septic tanks over there?
I mean, ideally, it'd be nice if we could hook the south side up. My first thought is, you know, it's a long ways, and I don't know if we could have enough grade to flow there from that far. That's not really shown on there, but it's south of that.
It's 1,300 feet.
It's like in the corner.
It's 1,300 feet.
There's that whole area down there.
The good news is, you know, in general, the topography is running about 2% that way. Mm-hmm. So I think we might be able to make it work and just have periodic cleanouts along that. Or you could, worst case, I guess you could pump it force main, but I don't know, or maybe not.
You could, yeah. Are you talking about, I mean, because all these are on drain fields, aren't they, over here?
Not the last part of the development. There's probably eight hangars over there. That would, you'll see 10 hangars over there that do not have a drain connection at this time. And whether we put a small field over there to service all of those, or we connect to here, and there's not going to be enough water. It'll evaporate in the pipe before it gets there.
I mean, it's a good fall, so you would be able to construct a main and grab it here. I believe so. I mean, it's more falling this way, and so you're going with the
yeah,
fall.
Yeah, it's
so,
with the fall, total. Yeah. It's a solid 2%.
Yeah. And yeah,
Robert, you had a comment? No?
Okay. Worst case, you can pull it, too. But yeah, these mains, you know, they're just kind of a shot in the dark, you know, what we're thinking you'd probably want to do. I mean, you can pick up all these. These are commercial ones here, so they're going to
yes.
have bigger flows
yes.
potentially.
Yes.
So,
I had one
yes,
question, and maybe I missed this, and I know we talked about it before, but is the plan to put stubs, like T's, and like a stub out for each
one along this line? Yeah, for these. Well, yeah. This whole line,
and just so they'll be away from the main, and they can just dig right down to it. And
yep.
Tie into.
There'll
it.
Be a T-post there.
They can always run it up if it doesn't need to be deep. And
yeah, it'll be right there to tie into. So
sounds good.
Would that be a 4-inch service, do you think, or a 3-inch?
4-inch, most likely. I mean, these are pretty small, so 4.
Yeah.
So I think, I can't remember what I have on the plan. It should say
4-inch.
4-inch, yeah. Yeah, 4-inch. Yeah.
Any other questions? Thanks, Jeff.
One thing I was going to say, it'd be good if we could work together to locate where each sub is, you know, just so it's easy to find them. And I know that, you know, maybe at a minimum, just, you know, 2x4 with rebar.
That's usually what.
Can find
yeah.
It.
There's a.
And maybe swing tied, or you know, I mean, if we have surveyors out there, we could, you know, shoot
yeah.
or something.
Right. Yeah.
So one way or the other, just so we're not digging around.
Yeah. I mean.
So, Jeff, if you'd work with Tyler on that, and then
sure.
we'll need to give you detail kind of things.
You bet. Yeah.
Board, have any other questions? So I guess basically we're in a holder and pattern until the contract is completed. The mayor will TBA us on what we're going to do at that time, and then you'll be back with us again.
All right. Thanks for having
me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, Paul. Appreciate it. All the best to you guys over there. Keep it up.
You don't want to hang up for the rest of
the time?
He's a get or done kind of guy, not a meeting guy.
Thanks a lot. So thank you all.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Land use agreement with the Forest Service. Katie?
So on March 3rd, I had a meeting with people in the Bitterroot Valley Forest Service. We came up with a new land use agreement. It pretty much was the same one that we had previously, but the previous one expired on December 31st, 2019. We updated who the contacts were, which was myself and Craig for activating it. And that will be going in front of the town council on Thursday for approval. Yes.
Dan, you want to be on that too?
Okay.
Okay.
Being voluntary.
Yes, Dustin?
I have a question. We had an issue 2 years ago where they demanded a certain fire truck, and we lost a lot of money due to that. We need to remedy that before that gets signed. They demanded whatever it was, but so we ended up hiring Pinesdale. Or if they want that, they need to specify what they want here.
in the contract not get here and then tell us this is what we got to do.
Yeah, it was an after.
We've clarified that with their people, and if they need something outside of our scope, they're going to put their own orders out for that rather than having us do it.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? Well, if it's the same, we'd like to present it to the council on Thursday. Could I have a motion that it's okay with the board to do that?
It is a three-year contract. But it can be amended. So if anything changes, they said we do have the option to amend it. So if something here changes, we can have the option to amend it.
For instance, if we get fuel up there, we'd want 6 cents. A gallon, and that's kind of a standard thing, but we don't have fuel now. So if we get fuel, we got Jet A, and that would be just a thing that we would just amend, and there's already provisions in the contract to do that for our services where what could happen.
So you want a motion?
Now that we have the council approve it.
Yeah, we'd like a motion that you recommend approval.
Yeah. You okay with it?
I was fine with it. It looked pretty standard.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that the board approve the negotiated contract with the Forest Service extending 3 years with options to modify as needed by the airport and the city with the Forest Service.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, guys. New business. Administration building. We were funded by Montana Aeronautics for, what was it, about 36,000 for a building. And that is only the building. It's not a concrete pad. It's not connected up to the sewer. It's not connected up to the water. So there will be some additional cost, which we do not know what that is. But at the moment, Katie, you got any other details?
I and Tyler are working with Knife River of getting the estimate on how much a pad will cost. And once we get those numbers, we'll have a better estimate of what we're going to moving forward. Robert and I discussed it. We're thinking we're kind of budgeting around 20,000 for all the extras, just so we have that. And right now we do have that in our reserve, so we have the money to do that. And it kind of goes with what you guys want to move forward with. So we're going to move what we're going to need. So this is kind of a talking session of what I need to do the research on beyond the pad.
So the pad's probably going to be 18 by 36, so the building's 14 by 32, and that would give you a foot around the building, so when you mow, you don't have to get right up on the building, you'd be on the pad, not banging into the sides, weeding and that kind of stuff around there. And then there would be a pad outside for a picnic table.
I heard a rumor there'll be a carport for the poor old car.
We were looking at that, and they have a bid coming to find out about that.
Okay, will it have just gravel floor?
It would extend over the current parking area where the car is at.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we were talking about complaining was have the building located adjacent to the curb, and then
you and I talked about it, and I thought it was real clear, but I think I was just wondering if it really happened. I feel kind of sorry for that car in the summertime.
We worked on this for a long time, so everybody put your thinking hat on and get ready, because one of these we're going to come up and we'll have some stuff for you, and how much it's going to cost, and that kind of thing. Anybody have any issues with having one of these things?
We're just not, Tyler. We were talking at one point of having space in there for electrical panel to be attached. That's not happening. We don't need to worry about that. True.
Correct. Yeah, that's more down the road. So honestly, this was not nobody saw this coming. It's, yeah. I mean, it's great. It's good. But, you know, we could, if it makes sense to build onto the building or to build a separate structure, either way, the FAA will still fund it, you know, 90% of it. So, yeah.
So at this point, it's probably simpler just not worry about that aspect.
Yeah, but at the same time, we just need to determine before construction starts whether or not we need to run some extra conduit under right. the apron. But I'm thinking if we don't need to necessarily, we might just be able to build a vault right next to the existing one or something. In this case, I'll have to look at it again. But okay. That's the only thing I can think of is if, yeah. just to make sure we need any spare conduit, you know, throw it in now so we're ready to.
And for,
we got options.
Okay. And then for septic, we were looking to tie in back to the existing.
Yes.
By the fuel tanks.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So. Anybody look at doing the footing in the stem wall instead of a slab?
No. You want to do that? Think that's better?
Well, it costs less.
Okay. Well, that sounds like 100% to me. Maybe we could talk about that one of these mm-hmm. days and discuss that.
Yeah, stem wall with a little footing around the outside for that spacing okay. that okay. you mentioned. Yeah.
We could have a little bit extend out so we won't have to mow next to the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe you and I could work on that.
Sure.
Okay. So we get a few more details in, Katie. And
okay.
Everybody get ready because it's coming down the road. It'll be kind of one of those, oh, here's what we got and this is how much it is. Do we want to spend this money on this? Any other questions, comments? Mark Roth. He's expanding on the airport. Everybody's wondering what's happening. It is pretty colorful now.
Well, I didn't paint it. I turned to prevent an eyesore on the airport. I'm hoping it would blend in a little better.
What exactly is it? I never bothered to ask you.
It's an 8x24-foot building, and I'm using it for stripping airplanes. It's the size where I can put it on a trailer. If it works, I'm hoping to put it to work every day, but if it doesn't, then I would take it off the airport and put it at my house anyway. And it's a plastic media blaster, so I use it, and I'm trying to get away from using paint stripper.
It's a plastic what? Oh, beaded?
Beads, yeah, plastic.
Well, so you're beating it off of the airplane?
Stripping it, yeah. We've done two airplanes with using a industrial compressor and media blaster, and it's I'm hoping this works better than that anyway.
Okay. Well, Katie and I discussed a little bit. It's kind of outside your building area, kind of outside of thing. On the ALP, that's a driveway or a parking area, so I don't know what to do here, so I need a little guidance from the board.
Is it a real structure, Mark?
It is. I have a picture.
Or is it, is it on more of a trailer frame?
It's on a trailer frame, yeah. Or it's a picture. If you can see it.
It's like a shed.
It's a shed. It's an experimental. I don't have it in the standard category yet. this is a picture of it here.
Oh, okay.
That's a, the building. And this is the blaster part of it.
Okay.
Just a disc that spins about 3,000 RPM and is stripping the plane paint off.
Really?
It has a 3 horsepower motor, and then it has a carriage. It goes back and forth and then up and down. So I'm hoping to automate it so that it's not so labor intensive.
So did you design it yourself?
We used Laren's paint booth to do it before, and it plugged up all his filters in his paint booth, and so he said he wasn't going to do that anymore. So we're trying to get one of the mess out of the hangar so that it didn't make a mess inside. But I guess the other question, in front of my hangar, I don't have pad, and I was hoping to get permission to put a concrete pad on there to, we were going to do refurbishing airplanes, and so that we could park, so I could utilize that door back there at some point.
That's on the north side.
Yeah.
Tyler, do you have an ELP on your computer there that we could look at?
No, but, well, I mean, I do, but if, I can't project it right
sure,
now.
Sure,
right. Should be able to see it.
On the big one?
The big one.
Just tell me where to point.
I think I'm following everything, at least for the, so are we talking just on the back side of your hangar there, Mark? Just right here?
Is this,
right.
When I built it, they were talking about putting a parking lot in this area, and maybe it's changed, but I put the door on the back side so that the planes, I don't have access to a taxiway at this point, so I thought it would be good for refurbishing planes or storing planes.
Just initially looking at, I don't really see an issue with that. I mean, you know, eventually this is planned for, it's kind of split right in the middle, plan for apron expansion and then parking lot here. But, you know, if you put a pad there, then that could, you know, maybe the future apron could just tie into that concrete pad or something.
And we thought the ramp was going to be there eventually, so that's why I put the dual on that side.
It's clear of all the airspace and everything. It's planned to be an apron anyway, and this is kind of a form of an apron, I think, right? I guess it's up to the board on whether or not, you know, that makes sense to you guys. I don't see a problem from it, just from the FAA's.
So it's going to be a permanent installation in part?
If it works, if I'm able to keep it working, if it doesn't, then I would move it off the air.
So you'd know in the next year?
Delbert had asked me to give him an estimate on stripping and painting is 182. And the Forest Service is going to require aging aircraft inspections on all their planes, and his other two planes will have to be done in 2 years.
So what, Bob, what I'm asking you, though, is you will know in the next 12 months whether or not this is going to function?
Yeah.
So if we were to say something like for the next 12 months, you're free to do this at a regular hangar rate. If at that time it looks like it's going to become permanent, we'd revisit it at that time?
That would work.
Anybody have any questions?
So pending for 12 months?
Pardon me?
Pendant, basically.
Yeah, pendant for 12 months.
Just one question. Is it's not a hazard to catch in a wind and blowing into something? Does it stake down somewhere?
A big windstorm that we had, it didn't affect it at all.
Okay. Anyway,
so it,
I just don't want to see it.
Yeah, I was surprised it's still there.
We put a lot of screws in it, but it is designed to sit on a trailer, and that we may go that route anyway, so it's portable.
If you put the pad down, and then Tyler, you said maybe later there'd be something adjacent to that, another part of a pad or whatever.
You see the big blue.
I guess my question is if you put the pad down, it would it butt up and match up then when you to your specs to add on to it or whatever? That would be the only question.
His pad would be his pad and it would not be funded by FAA. It would be kind of separate. It would just eat into a little bit of your
your apron space, but really, there's really, this looks like it's kind of a dead area anyway.
Yeah, as long as it's on the same elevation, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
How about the thickness and so forth, so it would match right up?
That should
not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't, you know, if this section's deeper, it'll just drop down, you know, at that interface. The one thing I did think of, though, is if you're eating away this parking lot, future parking lot, I mean, technically, the FAA really likes to keep vehicles off the taxi lanes, and so that's kind of the point of the parking lot. But
isn't that right in the corner here, then?
That's all. So, I mean, there's still a plan. I mean, this is down the road to put a parking lot here, and so, you know, I think ideally someday you'd have the parking lot so people have somewhere to park their vehicles, and they're separating basically the green hatch would be vehicles, and the blue hatch would be aircraft.
Question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a question for Mark. Could you operate it for the next 12 months without a pad?
The pad would be a separate thing from the building. I just wanted a pad in front of my hangar door so I could get planes in and out.
Oh, so that's just part of your right of way anyway, right there. So you just put that pad in, and you're just going to happen to have this building on it for this 12-year period to see whether or not it works. Is that what you're saying?
The pad I would like either way. Permanence, but I'd just like to utilize that back area more than I have.
Mark, is that so? It's you want to have the pad going up against your building on the west, kind of west northwest side, then? On that diagram, Tyler, wouldn't that be just that little finger of green right adjacent to his building? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking 8 by 24 or 30 feet or something like that?
The door is 40 feet, so it would probably be 40 by 25, maybe.
Oh, okay. But it's just a concrete pad, and if it eventually was tied in with some...
That's what, when I built the building, we were hoping that it would tie in with the ramp.
Yeah. So I see two issues. You have a pad that you want to put in, irregardless. Yeah, exactly. And then you want to test this out for the next year. So I'd see the pad. I'd see that's a pretty much a no-brainer. And testing it out, I don't see any wrong.
Is this process similar to, let's say, shop painting, where you have the beams or whatever it is contained within the building?
Yes. It's sealed, so all the beads won't.
Okay, so what I'm concerned about is there's no dust or beans flying around outside the container.
It's sealed, so good.
Thank you.
And so you talk about this trailer, would the trailer be on the pad, or?
No.
Okay.
No way.
Or would it be on
the pad? Would just be for getting in and out of my hand.
Gotcha.
Just so I make it easier to get in and out. I thought since I was coming to this meeting, it would be a good opportunity to try to get an approval before I did it, instead of getting in trouble.
Sure.
Do we have any conflicts? I mean, in our guidelines, you know, it talks about we can't store cars outside and RVs outside. Is there anything that anybody can think of that would conflict with this? Because technically, you could call it a trailer. But if we call it a building,
But this is an aviation. This is an aviation activities.
Okay. Somebody else wants to do something.
Yeah, but it's fostering employment at the airport, and it is an aviation activity.
Yeah.
The only place that I could see that you could have a camper would be in a place where you have a parking space, like the new fellow up there at Howard. She's actually leasing that area, and that is a designated parking area. But of all the rest of us, none of the rest of us have a situation that is similar to that.
It's a good question, though, because I thought the same thing initially. It's like, as long as it'd be different if you were just mostly doing cars or something. But it's like, if you're doing aircraft, it should be aviation.
So what do we need, a motion?
Mark, how long does it take to do a 172, let's say?
Well, my normally it's to use a paint stripper, it can take up to a couple hundred hours to do it by hand, and that's I'm hoping to do it in half that time, just so it's more economical to do it.
How much noise does it make?
I wear hearing protection when I'm using it, but it isn't too bad out of the building. But
you can't hear it 200 or 300 yards away or whatever.
This is not terrible loud, and there's a way we can make it quieter if it becomes a problem. So.
Okay.
Dwayne, why worry? You can't hear it anyway.
I can't hear it. I just got off of a jury over the very same stuff.
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you, things come to a boil real quick.
One thing I'd like to see, because I think it would reduce liability for you and for the town, would be to have, you know, just have a way to temporarily tie it down. Even though you said that windstorm didn't push it over, there's always that chance that something like that could happen.
It's not any different than the shed sitting on the street down there below the hill.
Okay.
You know, you can sure hear them.
Those know how everything's going.
Yeah, all right.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We got two issues then. One's your pad, and the other one is your stripping building.
So I have a
paint removal building.
So about this, if it's going to be, I guess I have two things, and I'm going to make this so it's clear in my head. If it works, you're going to put it on a trailer so you can, or are you going to keep it there?
If it works, I'd like to keep it there, whether it's on a trailer or portable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're going to, my recommendation would be if it's going to be a more, if it does work and it's going to be a more permanent thing, then we're going to need more permanent type standards for the building.
Yes.
So just be aware of that there's going to be.
That's fine. Yeah.
Building standards.
Create an eyesore on the airport, whatever it takes.
So it would be another building standards type code thing that it would be going through.
So I see we have two things here. His pad, which is adjoined to his hangar, mm-hmm. which is a regular thing. Mm-hmm. And this is a test for the next 12 months to see whether or not this works. And then we revisit it at that time. That makes sense? That work with you?
Yeah.
Mark, how big was the pad you were saying? 24 by 40?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking to have approved. Yeah. So it's true. I see it as two issues. You want me to throw out a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I recommend that we approve a 40 by 24 pad for Mark to use if that's accurate.
Yeah.
If not, come back for an amendment. The second issue would be the use of this paint removal building for the next 12 months. And if it needs to be permanent, it can be affixed to that pad. Is that correct?
No, it's still be separate.
Separate, okay. So then it would be affixed separate within his lease space, following building codes for the city, you know, the city building codes, electrical, and so forth. There'll be no septic for it, so.
Okay, could I ask you to redo it so
okay.
we have an
so
amendment to approve the pad?
Recommend approval for a 40 by 24 concrete pad.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval for the pad and the
and then
second
a motion,
motion
to have approval for the use of this paint removal structure for the next 12 months for Mark to evaluate the functionality of it. And then at that time, if it's made permanent, it'll be adjacent on his lease property, installed permanently and conforming to city building electrical codes.
Could I ask you to reword it so that we would just review it at that time?
Okay. Recommend an approval for the use evaluation of a temporary structure for the next 12 months for paint removal at which time he'll reapproach the board for permanent installation of said structure conforming to city building and electrical code.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Uh-huh. You want me to say it again?
I think he's got it.
No.
I've got a few sentences.
You got that down to one sentence, right?
Got it.
Okay, see, let's see. So now on a pad, refresh my memory here. Do we need to take this to the council? Or I think we're okay with this?
I think
this is an internal airport.
Yeah, I think this is just an airport only business. I don't think this is something we have to. Because okay. We're not talking about a permanent structure, so.
Right. You're good to go, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us know what it is.
Okay.
I tried to take paint off once, it's ugly. Okay. Next item of business, Delbert Schwatter would like to purchase some tailings from the airport. We got a pile of those out there and he'd like to use them around his house. And anybody see any issues with Delbert getting some tailings?
Sell them or?
Yeah, he'd buy them.
What's the price that the city?
I think it was purchased? $7 a yard. I think it's what it was the last time. Is that right? I think it was $7 a yard.
Tyler, do you remember what the cost was? How many yards it was in the city?
Well, I'm not sure because the city, they hauled some of it off, I think, to
right.
pave the back.
And that's where they were supposed to repay the airport.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
But I don't remember the price. So why don't we just, anybody not want to do that? And we could just say at market price?
Yeah.
Whatever. It might be in the previous minutes.
Whatever they paid for them. Yeah.
We can find that out. And then Delbert on the honor system to pick him up and tell us how many he takes. I mean, he's going to use a little front end loader on his tractor.
I would say that I think it'd be nice to start hauling some of that stuff off if you're not using it, because we're going to create a lot more with this project. Yeah. Technically, according to EPA, you should remove it.
In 2 years?
Either 1 or 2 years. So, not a big deal, but it sounds like it's something that...
Well, he doesn't...
Might be where Katie can sell something, income.
But I mean... Does he want 50 or 100 yards?
I'm not going to ask how much he's taking them all.
He's going to want 2 to 5.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to dwell too much. Maybe if we want to get rid of them, we should just advertise it. Somebody will come get it.
That's a good idea.
$7 a yard?
Yeah.
Well, let's figure
out. Once he's done.
Let's find out what the crew will let Delbert go ahead and do this and then we'll.
I have a motion to make a motion that Delbert, we approve his access and the removal of the tailings for $7 a yard, and he can report back how many he took.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Airport manager's report.
All right. Well, good evening. The AWOS is up and running again. It stopped transmitting the week of February 17th. Steve Smith remoted in and rebooted the system. Also, the triannual inspection was completed today by Steve Smith. So I got to meet him. He's a character. He's not what I was expecting, I can tell you that much. So Robert and I are working through a preliminary budget. I'm going through the last 2 years of data to try and get an accurate budget for this upcoming year. We are also looking at implementing QuickBooks as a revenue tracking system for the airport. And this system would be up and running before July 2020 billing. So this would give us a way to do and track invoices and the revenue coming in, and we could do some reports based on that. And then the U.S. Forest Service land use agreement that we went through today, and that's going to the town council on Thursday. And then Craig and I discussed maybe some commercial space opportunity right along the East Side Highway. Craig, do you want to mention anything about that? Or?
There's about 4 acres down there that's relatively flat. And with the way the Bitterroot Valley is building, if we went down there and mowed it, and grade it a little bit, that might be something that we could advertise for a business development through realtors, just bare ground.
And right that, below 1-2 then?
Yes. Oh. Yes, right down there between the post yard and that irrigation ditch and the weed district. Oh. And we actually have access out in front of the pole plant. So that would be something that would generate some revenue, and it would be, there'd be two benefits to it. It would be at a fair market value, so we're not going to be, it's not going to be a 6-cent hanger thing or a 20-cent hanger thing. It's going to be like a buck a square foot, and then it would generate a tax revenue to the town, which it would be a small portion like the airport normally gets back. But we didn't want to rush around and do something without what you guys were talking about. So maybe we get a bid from Knife River for a road grader hourly rate to see what kind of a good one they're in the area. They're going to have one up there anyway. Just drive over there. If I went down and mowed the sagebrush off of it, then you could easily grade it a little bit, and then it would be something that we would be able to have put out for bid. Does that make sense?
As long as somebody knows the airplane's taken off and landed right over them.
Yep. Yep. We bought that. The FAA bought that house and moved it away just because of the too much noise. So that might come up at the next board meeting. But just want to kind of let you know the direction we were. Now, what'd you say there, Don?
I said I don't like airplane noises.
Oh, not unless you're running by the way it is.
All right. Yep, and so the flying lane sign is also gone. We're working on maybe getting another one or seeing if there's a secondary somewhere. I'm not sure if anybody knows if there's a secondary.
Dan might know if there's another sign for the flying lane sign.
Have you ever had a
nope.
sign?
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know where I'm
at? Okay. Either that or the wind knocked it off.
Yep.
It was a semi. I got a picture of him, but I waited too long to file a claim.
Oh.
Has to happen in a short period of time. And that happened
so
midnight, wouldn't
I? I will work on that. And then also the Montana Aviation Conference was on the weekend of February 29th. The main takeaway from that was the FAA is trying to get young people involved in aviation and aviation-related careers. So they're projecting shortages in pilots, aircraft mechanics, and air traffic controllers. I spoke with a couple people from there that were giving presentations on that, and I feel this is a place that I could do something maybe with the Stevensville High School in getting people involved. They have something called an ACE camp, which is an aviation career education camp that Montana puts on in Helena. And it takes it gives lessons in flight planning, aviation history, physics of flight. It does field trips through aviation related sites, instruction on aircraft design and maintenance, and it does flight simulators and flights also. It gives the students a chance to go flying. So I was going to try and reach out to the high school and see if there were any students that might be interested in applying for that. They can go at little or no cost because there are scholarships available.
There's also, there's a gal, Kay Ebelt. She's lives in Florida. She used to live in Missoula, but she's comes back every summer and works up here. She had an aviation camp off and on, and she held one last summer. She's holding one again this summer.
Okay.
And I think this one's for women only.
Okay.
What she's trying to do. And I reached out to her. I haven't heard back yet, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
It'll be up at Missoula. I think she's doing it at the Museum of Mountain Front.
Okay.
She bases it there.
So. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to reach out to the high schools just to see. And then it was kind of short notice this year. But next year I can have a better presentation to put forward.
Doesn't the EAA get involved with that sort of thing also?
Yes. So they do, yeah. And that is my manager's report.
I'd like to compliment Katie. She's actually quite energetic about it, really energetic about doing these things, and she's addressing some things that we have had backlogged for many years simply because we're overwhelmed with life and other things, and I think it's a real benefit to us. And Robert has been a huge assist in finding out where the money's at and how much there is of it and what we can do with it. So let's say thank you. Public comments? Any comments from the public? Pretty quiet over there. Entertaining motion for adjournment?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're out of here.